Gladys Lussault lives at the end of a street called Dead End River. Doors lead to homes built into steep, rocky corridors. Here, people and vegetables thrive where they can. Lussault runs a jewelry business. She designs one-of-a-kind pieces with discarded glass bottles, random beads, and wire.
I've been making jewelry my whole life, and all my kids work with jewelry. That's what I raised them with.
Unemployment is high here. 2 out of 3 Haitians don't have formal jobs, so they end up creating their own businesses. Between these two families, they make 8 different handicrafts.
This family builds stools out of wooden crates. This man, a dollhouse from paper and cardboard. This man paints on the dried husks from a Haitian calabas tree. It's a matter of survival.
After the January 12th earthquake, the country collapsed. If a person didn't have a trade, they wouldn't be good at all.
The earthquake made it tougher for Gladys Lussault, too. The house collapsed on her inventory. Nothing to sell, no one to buy. It's still bad.
No, production is not the same. We're at half.
Her 8 employees have worked 1 month for this moment. Today, Lussault and her daughter meet with the owner of the gift store at an upscale hotel in Pétionville. Alexandra Stucco examines Lussault's offerings. She buys more than planned.
She's very creative. Every time she comes, there is something new. And I cannot stop buying, you know?
Stucco's boutique features Lussault's jewelry and other handmade Haitian art. Beads made from cereal boxes, rings from bullhorns, fer de coupe, cut metal.
My goal was to have every person that goes to the boutique buying a little piece of Haiti to bring back in their suitcases.
While they leave a little piece of their wallet here to help artists like Lussault simply survive. In Pétionville, Haiti, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.